you're in here, dear. How's the pastry going?
It's finished, Hilda. Now, I put it on the table to dry.
Let me see. Oh, very nice. That's very nice indeed of Abney, yes. Much better than I could have done. It's perfect, dear, yes. Absolutely perfect. It's a pity that the paint's run round the edge.
It's supposed to have run round the edge, Hilda. That's the effect I was trying to achieve. A sort of merging of red and blue to act as a delicate abstract frame for the poster.
Yes. Yes, I see what you mean.
Quite effective, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yes, yes. Yes, it's very effective, yes. But it still looks as though the paint has run.
Hilda, you are not a bit grateful.
Oh, but I am, dear. Of course I am. You've done a marvelous job. Much better than I could have done. Stetson Thistle, Grand Talent Competition. Why do you put the word grand in a different colour paint, dear?
Well, to make it stand out, of course. It's a grand talent competition as opposed to a talent competition.
Yes. But I would have thought it was the word talent competition that needed to stand out. But it's much better than I could have done it. Oh, yes.
Good.
Oh, Maud, bless you, dear.
I thought you might like a cup of coffee and a piece of my own made sultana cake.
Oh, how lovely, Maud. Sultana cake, you say, dear? Well, forgive me for mentioning it, dear, but I don't seem to be able to see any sultanas in it.
I know. I didn't have any. It's my sultana cake recipe.
Without the sultana? Yes.
Yes.
Good. Well, put the tray down, dear.
Radio?
Not there, Maud.
Oh, Lord!
Maud, you spilled the coffee all over my poster.
Never mind your poster. Look at my sultana cake.
It's ruined. All the colors are running to each other.
Well, I thought that was the effect you wanted, dear.
Maud, do you realize how long it took me to paint that poster?
4 hours. Well, it took me longer than that to make my sultana.
Why, dear?
I forgot to put the oven on.
I just don't know what to say. All my handiwork ruined. 4 hours of painstaking work ends up in a gooey mess.
Well, if I were you, Abney, I should put it on the floor, ride your bicycle over it a few times, and send it to Sotheby's. It'll probably fetch a fortune.
Don't talk rubbish, Hilda.
It's not rubbish, dear. I read in the paper only the other day about a man who found a dirty old piece of canvas in his shed. Sent it to London and they sold it for £40,000.
£40,000?
Yes, dear.
That's a lot of money to pay for a shed.
Ah, good morning, Abney.
Good morning, Hilda. You're up early.
Yes, I've been thinking about yesterday's little contretemps with Maud, you know, over your poster.
Oh, yes.
And I thought maybe the least I could do was to paint you a replacement.
Oh, how very kind of you, Hilda. You'd better get started then, dear. The competition is tonight, and you know how long it took me.
Exactly. Well, that's why I got up half an hour earlier.
What do you mean?
I've done it.
You what?
Yes. Only took me 20 minutes.
Where is it?
On the piano.
Oh. Yeah. Very simple. A talent competition tonight, 7:30. No merging colours, of course.
No, but there is time. Maud hasn't arrived yet. The phone, dear. Stetson 295. Oh, hello, Mrs. Manners. Yes, it's tonight, dear. Well, we're hoping to start at 7:30. Of course you can, dear, yes. Mrs. Manners is asking if her daughter Melody can enter the talent competition.
Oh, no.
No problem at all, Mrs. Manners, yes. Oh, if Abney's nodding her head, yes.
Oh, she's terrible.
Yes, yes. Yes, if Abney's just said such a talented little girl. She's still playing the recorder, is she, Mrs. Manners? Oh, the violin.
There's no difference the way you play.
Yes, yes, Abney's just saying, such a talented little girl. Well, look, bring her along about 7:00, Mrs. Manners. Yes. Oh, goodbye, dear.
Hilda, Melody Mathers has about as much flair for music as Maud has for ballet dancing. Well, we can't afford to turn anybody down, dear, and after all, the proceeds are all for charity.
Yes.
Well, tell the audience Melody Mathers is on, and they'll pay double to get out. Well, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Ah, that'll be Maud. After if she sells programs, you know. But I have a sneaking feeling that she wants to perform.
Oh, yes, good idea. Then every time she does a trick, we just throw her a fish.
Come in, dear.
Well, how's he doing the talent show?
Well, I think we're going to have a marvelous evening there. We, of course, could still accept a few more entrants, though, Maud.
My Arthur were hoping he could do his club dancing, but he can't.
Why not, Maud?
Well, it's his legs.
Oh, dear. Clogged up, are they, Maud?
No. It's heat lumps.
Oh, very nasty.
It's giving him jip, they are.
Well, of course, I can understand, Maud, that he won't feel up to scratch it. I'm sorry, dear. Bad choice of words.
Who else is on, then?
Mrs. Midwood. She's going to whistle.
What with?
With her mouth, dear. She's going to whistle in a monastery garden.
I wish she would.
Let's just hope we don't have a recurrence of what's happened on her last public appearance.
Oh, there's no chance of that, Evadne. I believe she's got some tighter fitting dentures now.
Oh, and then, of course, Mr. Fothard is going to sing The Flea.
Oh, yes, he is. So you'd better keep Arthur away with his heat lumps.
Yeah. Anyway, Maud, are you going to join in the spirit of it all and enter?
Well, I'd like to, if there was something I could do.
Well, I do happen to know, Maud, that Constable Bolsover is looking for a lady partner to have a go at an adagio act.
What's one of them?
You know, Maud, the man wears a striped vest and a beret, and the woman wears a split skirt.
And what happens?
He throws her all over the stage.
Why?
Why?
Yes, why?
Well, because it's traditional.
Well, it isn't traditional in my house.
And so we can assume you won't be helping Constable Bolsover out, Maud.
Definitely. Especially after last Thursday morning. I was just about to cross the road when George Bolsover puts his hand on my shoulder. Well, I nearly died of fright.
What did he want, dear?
He said he wanted to help me across the road.
Well, he would, dear. I mean, he's a very kind man.
I know what he were after. He just wanted to hold me close to his body. I had to fight him off, Jane Hilda.
Oh, dear.
I told Arthur when I got home. I'm sure that's what brought on his heat lump.
I'll get it, dear. Spectrum 295. Good heavens, what a coincidence. We were just talking about you, Constable.
Don't tell him I'm here, Jane Hilda. You want to come round?
Yes, Constable, but of course you can come round.
Don't let him, Jane Hilda. He's after me.
Oh, but it's a splendid idea, Constable. Of course I'll help you. It'll be a pleasure. I'll see you soon, dear.
Oh, that man's evil, Jane Hilda. Evil he is.
Oh, Maud, really. What did George want, Hilda? Well, actually, he's had rather a good idea. He's going to saw Maud in half.
No.
He's discarded the adagio dance idea, and he's going to sing a duet.
With whom? Not with me, is he?
No, Maud, with Teddy Trenton.
Oh, what a splendid idea. Teddy's got quite a good voice, you know.
Yes, well, that's why George ran, you see. He wants a bit of last-minute tuition, so he's on his way round now. He'll be here in a couple of minutes.
Yes, well, I'll be off then, Dame Hilda.
You've no need to go, Maud.
Oh, yes, I have. You don't know what he's like when he sees me. I rouse his primeval instincts.
I think you're behaving quite childishly, Maud.
Well, I don't care what you think. If George Bolsover's coming round to this house, I'm going. And if he's coming to this talent competition tonight, I shan't be there. I'm fed up being pestered by men.
Well,
Well, George Bolsover does have his uses, Hilda.
Yes, but you know, dear, I think she means what she says. I was hoping she'd help with the refreshments. I mean, what are we going to do without her?
Save a fortune on crockery, Hilda. Did George mention what he and Teddy intend to sing?
Well, he said he'd talk about it when he came round.
I was just wondering what would be suitable for them.
Well, now let's think.
What's the matter? What is it, Hilda?
Well, I just thought of something awful. I'm in there.
Yeah.
You see, if Constable Ballsaber was singing a solo, he could sing anything with a beat. He's a policeman, you see, in a beat.
Very judicial, dear, yeah.
Can I come in?
Oh, in here, George, in the music room. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Hilda. Morning, Vanny.
Hello, George.
Hilda.
Yes, dear.
What's the matter with Maud this morning?
What do you mean, George?
Well, I just seen her down the road. I'm on my bike, you see, coming here. I slows down, sees and says, "Hello, Maud." Never seen anybody run as fast in all my life.
Yes, very odd, George.
Especially after the other day. Practically begged me to take her across the road, she did. Clinging onto my arm, she were, oh, it were embarrassing, ah.
Yes, yes. Anyway, George, what did you and Teddy have in mind for your duet this evening?
Oh, well, it's Teddy Chanter's idea, really. He's going to wear one of my old uniforms, and we're hoping to sing the Gendarmes.
Oh, what a splendid idea. Yes, I like that, George.
Well, there's only one snag. I'm not too sure of the words. Teddy Chanter, he knows him backwards.
Well, you've come to the right place, dear. We can soon teach you the word.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, do you want to sing them forwards or backwards? Now, come on in, Bethany. Of course, George, we don't normally sing this song, you see, so you'll have to imagine that we're a couple of police women.
Gendarmerices, dear.
Oh, you know, Daddy looks lovely in blue serge and black stockings. Now, listen carefully, George. What do you think of that, George?
What? I don't think I could do it as well as that.
Well, not on your own, you could.
I say, why not try a couple of scales, sir?
George?
That's a good idea, is that me? Loosen the old cobwebs in the voice box, you know, George.
Well, right, all right.
Well, give him a note, dear.
All right,
dear, somewhere in the middle. Just a minute, George. Just a minute, I think you've frightened Milton. There now, Milton. It's all right, darling. It's only your Uncle George warming up. He's got a lovely voice, hasn't he, Milton? Yes, I know he has. Yeah. You like Constable Bolsover's voice, don't you, darling? Yes, of course you do.
Of course, I don't know whether or not you know this, Hilda, but I was principal baritone in the police college choir.
Oh, very good, George.
26 strong we were.
Really? Principal baritone?
Yes. 25 of them were tenors. That was a joke.
Yes, yes, very good, George. Yes, nice, yes. You should stick to singing there. Anyway, now let's have a go. Now come on, Evadne, give him the intro, and I'll sing Teddy Trent's part.
All right, dear.
All right, dear, now it's Dr. Hibbley intro. All right.
We're public guardians, old and weary.
And all what ails we take
good care. To risk our precious lives, we're cheery.
When danger knocks, we're never there.
But if we see a helpless woman,
or little boys that do no harm,
we're on the mend.
We're on the mend.
We're on the mend.
We're on the mend.
We're on the
mend.
We're on the
mend.
We're on the mend.
We're on the mend.
We're on the mend.
We're on the mend.
We're on the mend.
We're on the mend.
We're on the mend. We're on the mend. We're on the mend.
Control yourself. You're not in one of those football matches now, you know. And try and watch the tempo, Jordan.
Yes, we don't want to have the bookkeeper speeding.
Well, that was a joke, George.
You should stick to singing, Hilda.
Yes, well, now, come on, George. The concert will have started if we don't get a move. And that's our two gendarmes, that's enough. Otherwise known as Mr. Tranter and your own Constable Bolsover. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our final competitor. You may remember last year, she delighted us, well, some of us, on the recorder, and the year before on the clarinet. Well, this year she has turned her talents to the violin. So, will you give a warm welcome to Stratford Trestle's own Yehudi Menin, 14-year-old Melody Meadows. Right, Melody, off you go, dear. Now, let me hold your breath back for you, dear. Thank you.
Dabney, I've always imagined you would be like that as a girl, you know. Well, thank you, Melody, and what can I say? How about sell your violin? Well, you know, judging Miss Araya's talent has given the doctor and I quite a headache. Mm-hmm. Even listening to it brought on my headache. But we've had an almost impossible task separating the answers. We would like to comment briefly on one or two performances which caught our eye.
Yes. First of all, Mr. Prendergast and his juggling.
Yes. Absolutely first class, Mr. Prendergast. Mm-hmm. I've never seen so many plates in the air since more Pelter for the spring cleaning.
A splendid effort, Mr. Prendergast.
Yes, and we'll get two of the Boy Scouts to pick up all the pieces for you.
And then came Mr. Bickerdike with his ventriloquist deck.
Very good, Mr. Bickerdike. Yes. Or should I call you Mr. Gickerdike? Guttlegear. We did feel, however, it's a small point, I know, that although it was a novel idea to conceal your lip movements by wearing a gas mask...
Very good.
We honestly thought it would have been more convincing if you'd had a dummy.
Agreed, Hilda, yes, definitely.
I know they're hard to get, but somebody must make them.
You see, really, Mr. Bickerdike, it would be rather like Mr. Prendergast doing his juggling act without any face.
Well, actually, dear, towards the end,
he won't do it. Oh, and we would like to offer a word of consolation to Mrs. Gillings and Rex, her performing poodle.
Please don't worry about it, Mrs. Gillings.
No need to be embarrassed at all.
Well, Dr. and I know only too well how unpredictable animals can be on stage.
So, and I do think a word of encouragement to Miss Cheswold and her six dainty dogs.
Oh, yes, yes. Beautiful costumes, Miss Chairsworth, but maybe next time, stronger elastic for Jennifer. Big deal. I think they're cool before we declare the winner.
So, Hilda, you have an announcement to make.
Oh, yes, yes, I forgot. Because it was Mr. Fozard's rendition of the flea that reminded me. There will be a beetle drive in the fall.
And now to the winner.
Yes. It goes to our comedian, Happy Harry Hargreaves. Well done, Harry. You have us all in stitches. I thought, never going to stop laughing at the what about the Paris and the honeymoon couple.
I didn't understand it.
Never mind, dear, I'll explain. And so our grand talent competition comes to an end. But by popular demand, as we say in the business, the doctor and myself are going to bring the evening to a close with a song that you all know and love. And it comes from the show by Rodgers and Hammerstein, South Pacific. What a
people long for a dollar. here am I. Come to me.